Tiffany's nose twitched. And the nose is a big thinker, good at memory, very good. And though the hiver could control brains, it was useless at noses. It opened its eyes and looked around.
The shepherding hut?
Red light shone through the open door and through the trunks of the saplings growing everywhere. Many of them were quite big now, casting long shadows, putting the setting sun behind bars. Around the hut, though, they'd been cut down.
This is a trick,
it said.
It won't work.
The hiver looked like Tiffany, although here it was slightly taller because Tiffany thought she was taller than she really was. It stepped out of the hut and onto the turf.
It's getting late, it said. Look at the trees. This place is dying. Soon all this will be part of us.
Then why are ye sweating, ye heap of jobbies?
Said a voice behind it. For a moment, the hiver wavered. Its shape changed many times. There were scales, fins, teeth, a pointy hat, claws. And then it was Tiffany again, smiling.
Oh, Rob, we are glad to see you.
Denny, give me that swaddle!
Rob bounced up and down in rage.
I know a hiver when I sees one. Crevins, but ye're due a kicking.
The hiver changed again, became a lion with teeth the size of swords, and roared.
Ach, it's like that, is it? Weel, didn't he go away?
He ran a few steps and vanished. The hiver changed back to its Tiffany shape again.
Your little friend has gone. Come out now.
Now! But Rob Anybody returned, followed by, well, everyone. And they charged. The hiver fought back by changing shape. Swords clanged on scales, heads butted fangs. It whirled across the turf, growling and screaming, calling up past shapes, and the ground shook. So suddenly that the feagles rolled down the slope. Even the hiver lost its footing. The shepherding hut creaked, began to settle into the turf, which opened up around it as easily as butter. The saplings trembled and fell over, and the land rose. What was there, what had always been there, became more plain. Rising toward the dark sky was a head, shoulders, millions of tons of hill creaking around them. Someone who'd been lying down, growing turf, their arms and legs, the hills and valleys of the downland, was sitting up with great stony slowness. What had looked like two long mounds in the shape of a cross became giant green arms unfolding. A hand picked up the hiver and lifted it into the air. Far off, something thumped three times. The sound seemed to be coming from outside the world. The feagles, watching from the hill that was one of the knees of the giant girl, ignored them.
Is that the big wee hag dreaming she's the hills, or the hills dreaming that they're her?
Said Daft Wally.
Both, maybe, said Rob.
They watched the huge hand close and winced.
But ye canna kill a hiver. Aye, but ye can frit it awa'. If I was it, I'd no think o' trying her again.
There were three more booms in the distance, louder this time. In Miss Level's cottage, someone was knocking heavily on the front door. Thump, thump, thump.